29 Minute Mom Podcast, and I am continuing on today with the Organize Now Challenge, and I hope everybody is enjoying the challenge, and up to this point, you should be beginning to see a very organized kitchen. We've been talking all about cupboards and drawers and kitchen surfaces. So I love seeing all your pictures and hearing the progress. If you're not already getting those things done, please make sure you reach out in the Organize Now Challenge group on Facebook and let us know what you need help with, how can we support you and motivate you, what kind of questions do you have. I'd be happy to share more tips with you and give you as much help as I possibly can. I'm just thrilled with this group so far and hope to eventually branch out into other groups. So if you're listening and you love to organize and you think you'd be a really awesome moderator to start and moderate your own Organize Now Challenge group, feel free to shoot me an email and just tell me about yourself and why you'd want to do this. You can email me at organize@jenniferfordberry.com because I think that we could, by doing that, help more and more people get organized. But I'm super excited because everybody is rocking this challenge and everyone on the group, I mean, that just, it really, I have to stop and say, like, you guys are so friendly and just supportive of one another. And if somebody's having, you know, trouble getting started, I've just seen the most, you know, kind and compassionate comments. And I really appreciate that because if you're listening and you just feel like, you know what, this whole organizing thing is just not something I'm good at, but I really want to learn, then don't get down on yourself because it doesn't come naturally to everybody. Some people love organizing and they grew up in an organized home. They had somebody showing them how to do these things. And then some other people just never were taught this and it's, you know, more difficult. So just stick with the program. Do not give up. If you've done some of these steps already, the feeling you have when you look at an organized space should just be really rewarding and you should be giving yourself a big, huge pat on the back because you're doing an awesome job. And instead of complaining about clutter, you're actually tackling it and doing something to make a huge difference in your life. So bravo! Clapping here. Okay, so today we are going to start organizing the pantry. And I was going to go on to a different space, but I said, you know what? No, we're going to do this right. We're going to make sure everything in our kitchen is super organized so that we can at least check that off our list before we move on. So this week we are going to focus on organizing your pantry. If you don't have a pantry, I'm talking about those cupboards where you store your food. I'm talking about those cabinets where you store your food. I'm talking about drawers. I don't really care what it looks like as long as it's pertaining to organizing what you eat in your home. So I have to say that one of my favorite spaces to organize in anyone's house is the pantry because I feel like, you know, I have nailed down this system over the years and years. To me, the most important thing about keeping a pantry organized is that it saves you time because when everything is organized in your pantry, you know what's missing and what you need before you go grocery shopping. It also becomes a kind of visual snapshot in your head. So when you're at the store, even if you didn't make a list, you kind of know from looking at it over and over, okay, let's just say for an example, my canned goods. I keep my vegetables together. I keep my soup together. So when I'm in the grocery store, I know roughly how many cans I have. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but I can see in my head, man, it's getting kind of low in that soup section, or it's getting kind of low in that pasta section. So that's why it's so important to keep your pantry organized. The other thing is that it saves you money because how many times do you go to the store and you just automatically buy, say, you know, two boxes of cereal and you get home and realize you have the exact same cereal in the pantry already. It was just hidden, you know, back behind all these other bags of goodies. So it saves you money and it will keep your family healthy because there's nothing worse than buying food that you don't use up quick enough and then it becomes expired, but you know, what's even worse than wasting the money is that now you have cooked with it and fed it to your family without realizing that the food was expired. So this is going to be, should be a really inspirational week, because I'm going to have you kind of, you know, go to town on your pantry and have almost like a fresh, clean slate so that you know everything in your pantry is healthy and good and not expired, and you can move forward from there. And by actually going through your pantry, you're going to really realize how quickly, you're going to quickly realize, I should say, how much money you do waste on food that you or your family never eat, or you decided to try it, brought it home, and they didn't like it. Don't you just... Girls, I mean, come on, moms that are listening, that drives me nuts. Let's just, you know, talk about that for a second. How my kids will love a certain kind of cereal for months, and then all of a sudden, I have two, you know, I buy it on sale, buy a couple boxes, put it in there, and they've decided they hate that cereal. And now they're on to another one. Oh, that drives me crazy. So, I don't know. Is anyone feeling that out there today? Because I know my kids do that to me all the time. Their tastes change, their preferences change, and I feel like I'm constantly trying to keep up with that. But anyways, so the biggest thing I want you to do is to make sure that everything in your pantry is something that you're going to actually eat. So right now, you want to go through your pantry and you want to eliminate all of the food that is either expired, or you want to eliminate the food that is something that your family is just not going to eat. Like, just give it up. It's been sitting there. They're not touching it. You don't want to eat it. I know you spent good money on it, but we're cleaning house today in the pantry, and we don't want it taking up space. So if it's really bad, obviously throw it out. If it's still something good, maybe you know a neighbor or a girlfriend that's kid, you know, has a family that would eat the item, or just donate it to a food bank. I do that all the time. If things are sitting around and my, you know, my family's just not into it, I'll just donate it to our local food bank. Why let it take up space? So anything expired, anything your family is not going to eat, now's the time to pull it out. And you want to go back to your shelves and look around and see if things that are like in this, like items are together. That's a mouthful. Like items. No, just kidding around. But I want you to find like items. So I want you to pull, and you know, you might take everything out and put it on your countertop or put it on the floor or the kitchen table. It doesn't matter. I want you to group like items together. So you would have, these would be some of your categories. Breakfast items, pasta, canned goods, snacks, baking. There might be other categories in your pantry, such as paper products or platters. It depends what kind of pantries we're looking at, what sizes, but all those different things, mealtime ingredients, things that you make for meals, put those all in different piles, and those are going to be your like item categories. Now, here's the thing. The key to an organized pantry is that you should be able to see every single thing you own in the pantry, because if you can't see it, you're not going to use it. And if you don't use it after a certain amount of time, this food's going to go bad, which is now costing you money. So it's super, super important that everything in your pantry is where you can see it. And that's why it's so important to put like items together. And again, it's going to be that kind of photo in your mind when you're at the grocery store. So set up those categories. Remove anything. Here's the key. Remove anything that is an extra. So for example, you have a bag of Ruffles potato chips, and it's then you have two more bags that aren't open. Put that into what I'm going to call right now is the extra pile. Don't incorporate it into the categories just yet, because depending on how much time you have available, then we will see later on if we can do a system that really works well for a lot of pantries. So you've gone through, you've tossed everything that is expired, you've removed everything that your family is not going to eat, you've taken all the like items and created categories, and you've removed any extras from those categories for now, and you've put them in the extra pile. So here's the thing. wipe down your shelves, make it a whole, you know, a clean slate here. And what I'm going to do is tell you, obviously you're going to put these like categories back into the pantry, but I'm going to go through just a couple of ideas of how a system's going to work when new food comes into your home. So systems that work. First of all, when every time I get home from the grocery store, I just put aside some time to set up my pantry the right way. And if I say I got groceries and I had a busy day and I didn't have time to put everything away, I will put my refrigerated items away and then I will leave the pantry items in the grocery bags for a day or two if I have to, just to put it away the right way. I never just hurry up and shove everything in the pantry and close the door and walk away because the system won't work correctly. So on grocery days or very shortly after, this is how I do it. All the new stuff goes in the back. So if I had another can of garbanzo beans, I make sure that the old can of garbanzo beans gets moved to the front and the new can goes behind that one, just because then I know I'm reaching for the one, you know, I'm not reaching for the newest can and leaving the old can there to expire. So hopefully that makes sense to you. The second thing is I take all the snacks out of the boxes, things that I want my kids to have easy access to for making their lunches or just a quick healthy snack that they can help themselves to. And I put that in a basket. So that's the kids' snack basket. Now you can use a bucket, you can use a tray, you can use a pull-out drawer, whatever it takes. I think it's so important to set up something just for your kids' snacks because that way when they're hungry, you can say, hey, go to your snack basket and help yourself. Or when they're making their lunch, all those things that you want them to use to make their lunch is right at their fingertips. It starts to teach them how to be responsible, do their own thing. It saves you a little bit of time, depending on your kids' ages, obviously. But for most kids, you know, that are school age, this works great. And even toddlers, you can set up one just for them if they're able to help themselves. So that's worked really great for us. But I don't leave them all in the boxes. I actually dump it all out into the baskets and I get rid of the boxes into recycling right away to save us space. The second thing that I do is I make sure, or I should say the third thing I do is I fill all of our containers I fill them up. So this is just, I keep a lot of things in jars in our pantry, and I will post some pictures, but I absolutely love clear see-through jars and containers for the pantry. I think it makes it look cuter. I think that it keeps it fresher because then my kids are opening bags and forgetting to put those little snap clips back on them to keep them fresh, and they get stale and yucky quicker. It also saves a ton of space. It helps me manage my pantry and my groceries better. I have even set up pantries with just mason jars. I mean, you can get a whole package of mason jars for what, $10, $12 at Walmart. And then you can even just grab some labels and put them on. Actually, you know what's really cool? Hopefully I have a picture of it. And if I forget, please remind me. At Walmart lately in the kitchen section or where you can buy pantry supplies, they have been selling these pages of reusable chalkboard labels. That's what I'm looking for. Reusable chalkboard labels for $1, ladies. $1 they've been selling them for. So look for things like that. If they don't have them, I'm sure the Dollar Tree or Dollar Store does. But you can always create your own. And I love the ones that you can just wipe off and rewrite your label on. So I never make permanent labels. I used to do that, like print out permanent labels for jars and containers in my pantry, and I don't do it anymore because I often change what I'm doing, or we don't have that ingredient anymore, or whatever the case may be. So I just wipe it off. I keep my liquid chalk right in the pantry. I wipe it off. I rewrite the label. Good to go. It's easy. Can't beat it. So jars, see-through containers, anything that is going to keep those items closed and keep them fresh and also be able to see what's in there. I also keep a lot of our food in baskets in the pantry. Our pantry is actually open shelving. And the reason why I keep the baskets is because it keeps all those little things from falling off the shelf. It also divides up the items in, you know, further divides up the categories. So for example, when I first walk in my pantry, I keep all of, there's a basket where I keep all of my ingredients for meals I'm going to cook that week. And the reason why I do it is because then I won't forget to make that meal. So if I, you know, say this week I'm going to make a stir fry, then the ingredients I just bought from the grocery store for that meal, I'll put it right into that basket. And it's just really easy. I also have another basket just for like appetizer on the go. So if I'm going to go to a party last minute, I'll have some dips in there or salsa or whatever the case may be. I have a basket just for things like that. So it really works well. But here's the thing. Remember all those items that you had duplicates of, like the Ruffles potato chips or the extra boxes of cereal or the extra, you know, bag of flour that you don't need right now. I keep all of those extras on the top shelf in our pantry in baskets, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we all know that if it's in eyesight, you know, say for example, you're the one doing the grocery shopping, you know that you have extras. But your family doesn't need to know that, because if they do and they see it, chances of them opening that bag or that box are pretty high. And now you have multiple bags and boxes of the same ingredient or the same product open. Who needs it? It takes up space, and you won't use up one bag and keep it fresh as quickly as if you just did one bag at a time. So all those extra things that I buy that I don't want my family to open right away, I put them in a basket on the top shelf in the pantry. And that way, since they're in the basket, they can't even see it. They're not going to pull down that basket and look in there. They're in a hurry. They want it quick and snappy, so they're not going to worry about going on the top shelf. And that way, I know, okay, now we're getting low on cereal, I'll go up to that basket, pull down an extra box, and put it where the kids can see it. So that's my little secret to, you know, helping me make sure that our groceries are lasting longer and that things aren't open and making a mess and not lasting as long. So those are the things. So I come in the door, I refill containers, I take things out of boxes, I put them in the correct baskets, I put them in the kids' snacks in the snack section, and I put the newest food in the back. The other thing I do is I keep a grocery list in my pantry so that when I'm getting low on something, I can just mark it off and know that I need to grab that next time. Because obviously when you're in the pantry is when you most realize what you're low on. So that's my tips for the system. Now let's talk about maximizing your space. And it's funny because I have seen some even built-in pantries that are really not built well. You know, let me just say to any builders that are listening out there, please stop making pantry shelves more than 12 inches deep. Pantry shelves should not be more than 12 inches deep because it's too hard to reach things that are beyond 12 inches. So if you're a builder, please keep that in mind. Us moms need all the help we can get when it comes to organizing. So that's just something I wanted to throw out there. But let's maximize space. You can go vertical with your cans. If you have a tall, thin pantry, you always want to go vertical, but you want to be able to see things. So either stack your cans on top of each other, or make sure that you are getting like a tiered shelf, which I can post a picture of that. Those work really good because then it enables you to see everything, but it just kind of gives it a, you know, a step-by-step look, so you're not having to pull things out to see what's behind them. The other thing is actually removing things that you're not going to use for a long time. Like say you buy, you know, paper towels or paper plates in bulk and you have a smaller pantry, then consider putting enough in the pantry to get you by for say a couple weeks. And then maybe the rest of those items could go into the basement or outside in the garage or wherever you have extra storage, just so that it's not taking up so much room in the pantry. The other thing I wanted to talk about is just to think outside the box. So, for example, maybe your spices are kept in the pantry, but they're really, they're just taking up too much room and it's really hard to get to and that you can't see what you have. Just like I mentioned in a previous week during the challenge about putting sheet metal on the inside of a cupboard door for papers that you can just, you know, use a magnet on. I have done this for some pantries and it's really worked well, where we put a piece of sheet metal on the inside of the pantry door and then we just order the magnetic spice containers from, I usually get them from Amazon. You can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond, Container Store, or wherever you go get your organizing products. But you can just click it, all your spices right on the outside of the door, which saves a ton of space and it just makes it so much easier to see what you have and it makes it more fun to use them. So think about stuff like that. Think about using hooks when you need things to hang in the pantry. Just how to make it easy. You can go on Pinterest and search. I have a whole board under Organize Now Pantry, and there's just tons of ideas because depending on what kind of pantry you have, you have to sometimes get super creative. But the biggest thing is to not have duplicates. So say even if it's spices, a lot of times I'll see people wasting space having three of the same spice. It might be worth your while this week to seriously, when you're going through your pantry, combine things. So maybe you decide you're going to have a glass jar of almonds. And in your pantry, you have three bags that are almost empty of almonds. Combine all of them together. And then don't open multiple bags from here on out. So depending on how your, you know, what kind of condition your pantry is in this week will depend on how long this is going to take you. It also depends on the size of your pantry. And, you know, when we were building our house, I had thought long and hard about what I was going to keep in our pantry. So I have quite a large pantry right now, and I keep lots of extra supplies in it and even extra platters and stuff like that. So it can really benefit you if you do decide to give a little bit more space to a pantry and not have it be incorporated into your, you know, the area of your kitchen where there's dishes and things like that. Just, it just depends. But you may even have, maybe you have close by extra closet, like right off the laundry room or the mud room or in a hallway that is supposed to be a supply closet, or you have, you know, brooms in your dustpan or clean, whatever the case may be. Sometimes just think outside the box. Like I just recently have a client who has a broom closet right off her kitchen. And what we did is we took one of those shelving units that hangs over the door. You can actually buy these little wired shelving units that will hang over a door. So it's so close to her pantry that we put all the extra stuff in there, stuff that she doesn't need every day to cook, but it's kind of the overflow. We put that, in that shelf, we put her cans in that shelving unit right off the kitchen. And then in her laundry room, she actually has some extra storage space. So we put all of the paper towels, Kleenexes, things like that. And then we had some open shelves. So we filled the baskets with extra items like snacks and extra cereal. So basically all she has to do is keep replenishing her main pantry. So think that way too. Think outside the box. And if you're struggling and you're just like, you know what, Jennifer, I have a small kitchen or a small pantry, I cannot think of anything, then either go on Pinterest and just kind of see different, you know, ideas, or post in the group and just let me know what you're dealing with. And I may have an idea for you. I've done so many pantries and we've gotten really creative, and just depends. It's all about making your home your own. So even though maybe intentionally that spare closet in the laundry room was supposed to be, or the spare closet for the mudroom, I should say, was supposed to be for coats, but you really don't need the whole thing for coats, why not consider having half of that closet for your extra food items or your extra paper products? I mean, maybe you just don't need that much space for coats. Then don't do it that way. Make it your home your own. Make your home work for you. And, you know, think outside the box. So after you get your pantry organized and this is all done and you're feeling really good about yourself, that's when you may or may not want to go out and buy some extra organizing products just to finalize it and to make it even more efficient. But be careful when you're starting a project like this, any project, not to buy the organizing products first, because a lot of money is spent on organizing products that you may or may not need. I've had, you know, I've seen many people go and spend tons of money on products that we didn't need, because once we cut down and purge and came up with the right, you know, space solution, we didn't actually need those products. So be very careful. But once you're done, if you decide that you do need some extra products, then by all means, if you want, you can spend the money. One of the things that I like to use in pantries a lot that I didn't mention are the smaller turntables. It's almost like a mini Lazy Susan. I use that on shelves a lot for condiments, oils, vinegars, you know, things that you grab a lot, but they tend to get shoved in the back of the cabinet because you're, you know, pulling other things out. So one of those little turntables is perfect. You just spin it around, find what you need, grab it. I use that all the time. And I will share some other products that I really like to use in pantries. But like I said, the biggest thing is to make sure everything that you have in a pantry you can see. And that might be difficult, but shoot as close to it as you possibly can. Make sure you're spending time when you put your groceries away with this system. If it's too much for you to manage and you've done all these things and the pantry is just still too crowded and you've thought outside the box and you've removed what you could and you've gotten creative, then consider not keeping so much food in the pantry, because like I said, if you can't see it, you can't use it, and eventually it's going to go bad. So I hope that this helps you get fired up to get your pantry organized. I'm so happy that you joined me today. I wish you so much luck in organizing, and I hope that all of these tips and steps along the way are really changing your life, because once you get to a point where your home is streamlined and everything has a home and it has a system, then you don't spend so much time and energy on it and you're not so stressed and overwhelmed by it. You could actually come into your space and feel joyful and feel happy and feel proud of what you've accomplished, and then use that positive emotion and positive energy to accomplish something bigger in life. And we will get there. It's one baby step at a time. All you can do is what you have time for today. So maybe you just set your timer for 30 minutes. Even better, maybe you set your timer for 60 minutes. It's whatever you have time for. And you tell yourself, okay, when the timer goes off, I'm done organizing my pantry. Tomorrow's a new day. It literally sometimes takes tiny baby steps like that. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes. Maybe you only have 10 minutes today, but you can clear off one shelf, or you can go through one category. You could just go through canned goods today and see if they're expired. But no matter what step you take, you can do it. And we are here for you. I am here for you. I'm so proud of you. Keep on going. Keep organizing. Stick with us. Don't give up. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening to the 29-Minute Mom.